heart you will find to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart.
Ah, to be young at heart and have an open mind. Well, with an open mind, here's two problems I'd like you to kind of contemplate. First, for many students in Australia, rents and costs of living are very high. We know this to be true. And secondly, with an ageing population, more and more older Australians are living in retirement homes. Australia isn't the only country dealing with these challenges of an ageing population. In Holland, one organisation has come up with a very clever win-win kind of solution. And I'm joined now from Davinta in the Netherlands by Hea Seipkes, the CEO of Humanitas, and also on Skype, Jurien Mentink. They both join me. Thank you so much. Jurien, I'll start with you. You're 21 now, I understand, and you moved into a retirement home when you were 19, which is really quite extraordinary. Why?
Yeah, I needed the room just like my fellow Australian students. And this was a great opportunity for me. Financially, but also like socially, and I could learn a lot of it.
Is it much cheaper?
Well, I do not pay rent, so I work 30 hours a month in exchange for a room, so I don't pay anything.
30 hours a month, you say? What kind of stuff do you do? What jobs do you do in those 30 hours?
Well, we arrange dinner, but it's actually being a good neighbor. I've got a neighbor who is 92 years old. And so when I get home from school or from work or whatever, I visit her for like an hour or something like that. So that's really what I do.
It's just an amazing thing to think to do, because a lot of young people like being all around lots of other young people, you know, the kind of, this is the stereotype I'm going with, but partying, living with lots of other young people in share housing, this is a common thing for someone at 21. What's it like to live with lots of old people?
Just the same fun, I guess, but entirely different, I guess. Elderly people are just also very full of life. And, well, as a student, you can learn a lot about it eventually.
Here, Seipkes, I'd like to incorporate you into the conversation. Is this a really huge project? How many young people are signing up to it? And what are the benefits for the older people?
Yes, our home is like an apartment building of 160 elderly people. And they're living six students. And the most benefit is for the elderly, I think. The young ones, of course, have less costs. But the elderly have nice conversations. They say that the young ones bring the outside world inside their lives and their building.
Is it mutually beneficial? Are there really amazing relationships that you've seen come out of this, developing from these kinds of living arrangements?
Yes, in the beginning it started more like an idea in Holland, like you said, in Australia. Also, the group of elderly is growing, and the costs of elderly care is getting high. So we are in a change situation of new regulations. And I thought, okay, in a changing field, you have to make a good profile of yourself as a organization in elderly care. And I thought, then I want to be the warmest and most nice house where everybody, every elderly wants to live. But I thought, okay, how can I accomplish that? Because if you do that with staff or something like that, then it costs a lot. So that's why I thought about students. If I could give them an apartment without asking any rent, but in return, their social return on an investment, against loneliness for elderly and for the living environment.
Do you screen the young people? Are you really careful about the kind of young people that you're bringing in?
I do it myself. There's no student I don't see personally. Mm. I ask them to write their motivation down, and that's the first check on how much do you know about elderly. Are you really interested in what you can bring to this house? And then I have a discussion with them. And then the most important step is I take them into the house. So I introduce them to the elderly, and I just see how they react. How do you say hello to everybody, or Are you just making a conversation yourself, or are you waiting for me to start a conversation? So I check it myself by practice.
And some people you just know it can't work?
Yes. And in two situations I said, I don't think it's going to work with you and Humanitas, so let's don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yuri, and returning to you, is it ever a challenge? Are there difficult parts of it? Because you make it sound actually quite fun. I mean, you're having a good time, you've developed these great relationships, and you're living for free, which I've got to say is a pretty amazing thing as well.
I'm free to go, so when I want to go to my friends or something like that, I'm able to. But yes, there are like little drawbacks because people,
there's a really sad side to it, is what you're saying.
Yes, so that's one thing. So like my neighbor or something like that, in front of me, she died, and well, that's a sad part, of course. So. You have to sometimes take some blow.
Did you feel like you were prepared for that, to have these relationships that would end like this? It must have been a really difficult thing to experience.
It is, but I can handle myself in that situation. I've learned it in the past because I don't have any grandparents anymore. I think I cope with it very well, so... I don't think it's a major drawback to just don't live in a retirement home.
I'm wondering if I can ask you, do you think this could work in other countries or even work in your own country but in more places? Is this as kind of a model that should really be rolled out across the world?
Whoa, that's not how big I thought when I thought of the idea. But thinking of it now, yes, why not? I think it's a very good thing to connect young and old people together. They can offer each other a very nice things in life. Mm-hmm. The elderly are telling the stories, and they have very much interests in the life of the young ones. So they have very nice conversation elements, which are more of everyday's life. Then when they are only a group of elderly talking, then it's more about illnesses or somebody died or whatever. And now they're talking about the music party where Jurian goes to in Amsterdam. And
that's fantastic. So you're talking about your dance parties with people in old people in a retirement village, Jurian. I love it. I think that is a fantastic thing. Thank you both so much for joining me tonight. It's been such a fantastic conversation. And that's Hea Sepkus, CEO of Humanitas Deventa, and Jurian Mentink, a Dutch student. I spoke to them earlier this year about a scheme that places students in retirement homes, solving a number of social problems, housing affordability, and also providing companionship to a lot of older people living in retirement homes. You're listening to RN Drive, and tonight we're bringing you some of our best stories of 2015. Keep listening. You're about to hear from musician Jess Ribeiro. She was one of my favourite guests in the drawing room this year. That's coming up next.